Hello, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Listen as travel experts Chris Newton and Jerry Fuller give advice on world destinations and discuss important travel topics that are valuable to any world traveler. Go to www.traveladviceshow.com where you can listen to this show and all previous shows, or even ask your travel questions. Now here are your hosts, Chris and Jerry.
Hello. Hi, everybody around the world. This is the Travel Advice Show, and I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and my other co-host, Jerry Fuller. Would you like to introduce our guest and our topic today, Jerry?
I'd love to. We're really excited and thrilled to have Frank Moulton, a regional sales director of Auto Europe. He was our guest back in November talking about Auto Europe and their fabulous products throughout the world. But today, we're really excited because we're going to be talking about consolidated airfare and chauffeur-driven cars and hotels that are offered through Auto Europe. So welcome, Frank. We're thrilled to have you with us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jerry. I appreciate being here again. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks, Frank, for being here, and we look forward to a great show. Yeah. Hey, Frank, I have a good question here in the beginning of the show. What exactly is consolidation air? I'm not really sure. I've heard it before, but I'm not sure what exactly is the term consolidated air.
Consolidated air has been here for over 20 years, and this is something that what it is, airlines will go to a company or a company goes to the airlines, and the airline A will have this consolidator market their cars at a set rate, and then when they have the set rate, it'll be lower than normal rate. Let's just say, as an example, a $100 rate, and they will go to the consolidator and give them a $70 rate.
Okay.
Then the consolidator will turn around and market it and get people to come in and buy through them at a $80 rate, just to give you the numbers to use them. And so you know that you're getting it below the value, but at the same time you're getting it a good deal, but there's pros and cons.
So, okay.
Let me ask you a real quick question while we're talking about the rate. Now, on consolidated fares that you have, for example, are there penalties for, like, name change, cancellation, date change, these types of things, the same as it is with other discounted airline fares if you went straight to the airline?
Anytime you get something besides the, shall we say, the rack rate, the high economy or the high business or the high first class, there is always going to be a penalty of some sort. And whether it's date change or name change, or sometimes they will allow you to use that ticket later because you had to cancel, but you don't get any money back. You just get the ticket back. But, of course, when they do that, then they're going to, when you go and say, okay, I have this ticket that I haven't used, and I now want to go somewhere else, and I'd like the value of it. And it's, oh, yes, the value is fine, except we're going to charge you a change fee of $100. So, it's just, you know, you win too.
That's the way it is. I know on your website, you're very fortunate with Auto Europe that you represent a lot of airlines throughout the world. How many airlines do you represent, you know?
We represent, at this time, 34 airlines. We have them under contract, and, of course, that is great. For example, we have all the airlines, all the major carriers to Europe. And besides that, we have Emirates, and we have South African Airlines, and we have TAM going down to Brazil, and we have Qantas and Air New Zealand and Singapore and Cathay Pacific. And a brand new one, Aer Lingus, just signed the contract with us a couple of weeks ago.
Well, so you could go almost anywhere in the world.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you another question. And I know this has been asked through Travel Advice. Are people able to get their miles if they go through consolidation?
It depends on that particular airline.
Oh.
Some airlines, yes. Some of them, no. I can think of one that gives you 25% of your miles. But I can't say that in a blanket statement.
Right. So it's just part of the contract.
That's right.
Right. Is there a time limit? Let's say if I want to fly somewhere tomorrow, can you get me a plane ticket?
I can. If I can get it to you in time, I can go with, in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some of the airlines. Each airline makes its own rules. So some might say you have to have 2 weeks advance notice. Others will say 3 days. Some of them will say, yeah, bring it on. If you've got the money, I've got the seat. And away you go.
Right. Very good. Now, you mentioned that you do have business and first class. Is that right?
That is correct.
Is that what every airline has, business and first on the plane?
I wish so.
Oh. What percentage?
I would say in business class, I think we have out of the 34, maybe 28 of them give me business class. And then there's about 10 of them or so. I'm guessing now. I haven't sat there and counted them. 10 that give me first class, too.
Is it a considerable savings?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Let's just say, let's take Salt Lake to Europe.
All right.
Or Denver, whatever. Mountain area of the United States. My business class would probably be, $4,500.
Really?
And the rack rate, if you go to Delta or whoever we're using here, and the rack rate will be in the neighborhood of $7,500
to $8,500.
So you can see, and I'm throwing in some land arrangements too.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So you're 40% less, or so.
Yes. And for example, we act as a consolidator for economy. No land is required.
Oh.
It's just pure buy the ticket. We'll gladly rent you cars. We'll give you hotels. We'll do all that. But it's not required. In the case of business class and first class, we act as a tour operator. So we have to have some land with it.
Is there a minimum amount?
Each airline has different.
Oh.
One airline,
okay,
I can think of offhand, is only $200. And another one that I think is ridiculous, but it's still there, $1,500.
Wow.
But I can sell you hotels or cars or transfers, chauffeurs, airline tickets, intra-Europe, you name it, I can sell it to you.
Oh, okay.
And you gather that amount. Usually it's hotels, but not, doesn't have to be.
And we get assigned seats and all that with consolidated air?
Most of the carriers allow you to have assigned seats. Not everyone. That's the individual carrier's prerogative. Well, some of them will allow you to the last day or two.
Okay.
But when you're saving that much money,
right,
it makes a whole lot of difference.
It's amazing, isn't it? Let me ask this. Do you do around-the-world carriers in consolidation?
Not as you and I would know it in the travel industry of around the world.
Okay.
Now, I can take you around the world. I can get you to India and then over the Atlantic, and then I can give you another one way from India.
Oh, okay.
To here.
Okay. Would it allow stops or something like that?
Pardon me?
Would it allow stops? Like if I want to go from here to London to Mumbai?
I really don't feel that I'm comfortable in saying that because
okay.
I think that's the rule of the carriers. Most of the carriers will not allow. Well, some of them will. For example, Air France might allow you to stop in Paris.
Oh,
right. Lufthansa might allow you to stop in Frankfurt or in Munich. They're gateway cities. They're hub cities.
Right.
Yes, most of them will allow that. Now, whether they're going to allow you to stop in one place and then do another and then do another and so forth, it's just like an open jaw.
Right.
Open jaw, for those who don't know it, that is where you would go from point A to point B, and then you would return from point C back to point A. You are open between B and C. So that is called an open job.
Okay. All right. So it's a good deal.
I think it's a tremendous deal.
Yeah, it is. I wonder, most people don't know about them, I think, throughout Europe, especially.
Well, that's true, but yeah. There are a number of good consolidators out there, and it's one of those things that if we go into a little more about the history of the consolidation and so forth, there's some differences, positive and negative, but this is something that you can figure it out. Well, why don't we go into that? Should we do that now, or you want to?
Well, I'd rather go on to the other thing that you have with Auto Europe, because one thing that most people don't realize that Auto Europe has is like chauffeur-driven cars.
That's right. Well, besides renting cars,
right.
Where you drive,
right.
We do have chauffeur drives in most major cities, and therefore you can either get just a simple transfer from the airport into town, or from the rail to into town, or you can get, say, a 4-hour or 5-hour, 8-hour trip where you can do sightseeing, or if you're a businessman, maybe going from one appointment to another, and your driver is waiting for you, just like any other chauffeur, and you don't have to have a big stretch limousine. Now, we can give you a stretch limousine, and it will cost you a little more, but we can also give it with just a regular sedan.
Now, when you say a little more, let's say there's two people going and we want a 4-hour, let's say in any city.
Okay. I happen to look up Rome.
Okay.
Just to back up.
Right.
And a simple transfer from either of the airports into town would be $153.
Well, that's good.
And a 4-hour trip would be $297 to $343. A car, a sedan, a luxury sedan. I mean, do you want a Mercedes 350 or something?
Well,
instead of just a little midsize car.
Well, yeah, in Italy, I want the biggest car you have. Because I know Italian drivers.
Okay, and van, for example, would be $397 for
4 hours. Is that the person or total?
You get it by the car.
Good. That's a good car.
A van, if you have one person or five people. Now, usually the vans will not have you sitting in the front seat, in the passenger seat.
Right.
There's always an exception, especially with good gifts and so forth and so on. But usually not, because remember, the drivers of the vans, almost everywhere, we will guarantee to have an English-speaking guide or an English-speaking chauffeur. Right. However, they are not licensed guides.
Okay.
If they take you to the Louvre in Paris, they will drive up there. They might get you a map out and show you where the big three is, the Vino de Mona Lisa, etc., and show you where and say, I will be out here later. But they can't go in and talk to you. They aren't licensed to do that.
Do you arrange a guide if you want?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'd be more than happy to do that. Of course, that's an extra cost.
You know that, well, how much per hour? Possibly. I guess it depends on country and city. But
I think it's a country and a city. I really can't tell you. I would suspect that it's about $500 for a day.
Okay.
$500, $600. Now, give you an idea. There are only in France. There are only five licensed guides, who are also licensed chauffeurs in all of France.
Oh, really? I wonder why.
First of all, it costs you a lot to get a chauffeur's license.
Well, that's true.
And then second, being a licensed guide is, boy, you really have to know your P's and Q's, and you have to know everything about Bordeaux and Nice. And Paris, and Strasbourg, Brest, et cetera, et cetera. You really have to know all, and France is a big country.
I know. So in other words, you get a chauffeur-driven car, whether licensed English-speaking guide, for example, or a French-speaking guide, or whatever nationality you are, and you had it for, let's say, 8 hours in France, and you wanted to see the areas around Paris, not downtown Paris, but, you know, within a 50-mile radius or whatever, are we talking $1,000 a day for a decent-sized car or more, do you think?
Well, take the Rome fares, say $600 for 8 hours in around the area. But, you know, you don't always need to, unless you are so into a particular type of thing and you want every little detail. I am sure, Jerry, that because you live in the Salt Lake area here, if I came here and said, would you show me the town?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm a visiting relative or a friend.
Right.
And we're friends now. You would to get me in your car, and away you would go, and you talk to me about this, and you talk to me about that. Maybe you can't give me a little cute story about that particular
like the state capital, for example. Like the state capital, for example.
Yeah. You can do that. You can get into the Temple Square, the Tabernacle, where the Tabernacle Choir is, et cetera, et cetera. And you can do that. I know I could do that in Denver without any problem, as I have, because I've got a lot of relatives who come and visit me all the time in that little city. So I can take everyone.
Right.
And I can do it. And so the drivers could do it. Remember, I'm doing it only once a month or at the most, maybe once every 2-3 months.
Right.
These drivers are doing it 4 and 5 times a day, a week.
Right.
Every week. So they know if you don't, unless you want a specific thing, you just say, show me the sites, and they're going to show you all the sites. They know which site in their town very well.
Let's say I want to drive from Paris to Frankfurt. Do you have that?
Oh, yeah. Sure, you can. We'll let you drive overnight and back and forth. You end up paying for the driver's
hotel
food. And they can only go 8 hours. Maybe they can sneak in a tenth, a ninth hour. But there's a law that they can't overdrive.
Now, one thing that I know we get asked at Travel Advice all the time, and a lot of times people will take a cruise, say, through the Mediterranean, and they'll go to a port. And the cruise offers some wonderful sightseeing trips, some short excursions, but they want to do something else. Do you ever do that?
Short excursions are made for a chauffeur drive.
Okay.
Because, for example, when you go into a port, that cruise line is going to give you 2 to 4 different options. Option A, option B, option C, and so forth. And what you can see, and you have a seat on the bus, a 50-passenger bus, and you are going to either A or B or C, so you don't get to see everything. Now, when you go on a chauffeur drive, you're not waiting for 50 people to get off the bus, on the bus, go eat in a cafeteria type of food, or, you know, it's not a big...
Or to go to the museum or
whatever. You have to wait for the last person to get back. And the food... When you're on a chauffeur drive, he's going to take you to an interesting little restaurant. You'll go in, you'll eat, and away you go. If you have to have a potty call, instead of saying, well, here, we've got it scheduled in 30 minutes, he'll pull in and he'll take care of it right there. And second, if you want to get one trinket, or maybe nothing, you don't want to do any shopping, you keep going. And if you do need something, you go in, you buy it, and you get out, and you're not waiting for the 50 people to get in there and every last one of them to come back out, the last person out, because they just couldn't decide something or whatever, you know.
Right.
And I find it very interesting. When you get back, you have seen all of Tour A, all of Tour B, and maybe all of Tour C with time to spare.
Right.
In other words, they're going to show you everything because they can show you they have more time because it's moving faster.
You know what, Frank, I think it's important.
It's a brilliant idea. And and that other Europe does that.
And the cost is lower.
Really?
If you have three people or more, chances are the cost of buying on the, getting on the bus versus getting paying for the chauffeur is you're saving money. Four people, without a doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
Because those short excursions are not cheap.
Yeah.
One thing I also wanted to ask, because I did not know this until we had you on with Auto Europe for the car. I did not know you also booked hotels. How long have you been booking hotels?
More or less, I hate to admit this, but probably for 10 years, but not really.
I wonder why I didn't know that.
Because we didn't really promote it.
Oh, okay.
However, 2 years ago, we had 12,000 hotels.
Really?
A year ago, we went up to about 24,000. Now we have well over 30,000 hotels.
Really? Is that worldwide? Or?
Worldwide. You need a hotel in New York, I can get you one.
Hmm.
Or in Pittsburgh or wherever, in Mexico. I don't fly there. We don't. Well, we have cars in Cancun. But I know we have hotels there. We have 26 of them in Cancun.
Well, and now, on the hotels, on the category of hotels, you mainly have 2 stars, a 4-star, or you have boutique hotels? What do you offer?
Well, most of those boutique hotels are at least 3 stars.
Right.
Because if they're going to be, they can't really be called boutique if they're a 2-star hotel.
Sure.
We basically will give 3-star and above, all the way to 6-star, if you want to call it that. 5-star deluxe. Some of the top of the line. One of the hotel chains that we use, for example, is the leading hotels of the world. So I can get you the Ritz Hotel in Paris, for example.
Mm.
Or I can get you an Accor, a Novotel in Paris.
Mm.
There's a routine three-star hotel and one of the top of the line in all of Paris. And everything in between.
Well, do you have a minimum stay?
Yes, one day.
Oh. Okay. But, I mean, so you could put a whole trip together for Europe if you wanted 1 night here, 2 nights there, 1 night there.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you were traveling in Europe and you got some open space, you got the first night and last night, and you're taking off in the car and you're driving, and all of a sudden you think, oh, we're going to get real late getting into Lyon, you say. And so you can stop at a phone and call us in Portland, Maine on the 800 number. We'll book that hotel and get it and say, okay, you've got the hotel in Lyon is ready and over here.
My word. That's phenomenal.
Of course.
That's how you're out of here.
That's why I'm so proud of working for this company, because they can do everything but the kitchen sink.
So that's
probably do that too.
It sounds like you were the driver. My goodness. So actually, you can do almost anything you want.
Yes.
Now, do you book any, I know you were talking about the driver and the chauffeur-driven and the tourist, but have you ever booked any tours? And if I want to go on the booth, do you pre-book that, pre-pay that, for example? If I wanted a private internal tour, or you want to have a guide of Pompeii or something?
There is a possibility that we could work that out it's not a profit-making thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a courtesy to our customer. If you book a night, 3-star hotel, and nothing else.
No.
But if you had a car or you flew over with us and so forth, it just becomes a practical thing because we're doing it as a service.
Yeah.
And we can't always do it everywhere.
Now, what is your cancellation fee on the hotel? Let's say you like Paris and want to stay one more day there and maybe we'll forget.
Different hotels have different rates, but I think on a routine basis, as I recall, last time I looked, it was 1 day's notice.
Okay. Is it like a 6 p.m. or 24 hours?
I know that a lot of them are 6 p.m.
Okay.
But there are a couple that will be 24 hours. I can't, you know, with 30,000 plus hotels.
Oh, I know.
But the other rules are.
Nobody does. I guess the people that work right there, the computer in your office.
There you go. And they're knowledgeable.
Yeah, I know it. No, we really love working with them. Now, are there any other hidden secrets about Auto Europe? You know about the cars, of course, the chauffeur driven, the consolidated air and hotels. Anything else?
Well, yeah, we have motorhomes.
Really?
Yeah. Would you like to rent a motorhome, a two-person to a six-person motorhome?
Sure.
In Australia, New Zealand, Spain, Germany, France.
Hmm.
And that doesn't mean that's the only place you can drive. That's where you pick it up and bring it back.
Right.
And otherwise, away you go. And, oh, yeah, we do all that without any problems whatsoever. Yeah. And that's one of the nice things that we can do for you. Would you like to rent a Jaguar or a Ferrari or a Lamborghini?
Hmm.
Lamborghinis, what do they cost? Something like $285,000 to buy one of the 184 that they produce a year? Well, yeah, we have two available that we can rent you.
Is it only in Italy?
No, no. We'll put it in the city that you want to pick it up in. Now, we're not going to drive it over there. If that car is, say, based in Zurich or in Bonn, and you want it in Amsterdam, we're not going to drive it from Bonn all the way up to Amsterdam. With all those miles or kilometers, no, we'll put it on the train.
Oh.
And we'll take the train. We'll ship it up by train. So the car's at that value.
Yeah.
You know, that's heavy duty. But we do have all that. But, of course, you understand, like the Jaguar, $1,600 or you can get the...
Is that a week or a day?
That's for 3 days. Yeah, 3 days in.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's not bad. The Porsche Boxer is
$2,900
and $3,000. I just picked those out to one of them, the Jaguar SK... A VK, rather, is Cabrino is $4,400 for 3 days. But if you want to have a time in your life, that's what you do, and you get that, and away you go. And, oh, it's a beautiful thing to drive. Oof.
I know what. I rented a Ferrari one time in Italy, and there's nothing like driving a Ferrari in Italy going 70 miles an hour.
Right. And the speed limit is 145K, so that is, what's that great deal, about 90 miles an hour?
Yeah.
You were going slightly over the speed limit,
and
you probably weren't going the fastest.
I know it. And if I'd gotten a speeding ticket, it cost more than the car rental, but it didn't work every penny.
But the gendarmerie or the police, they're going to be booing and eyeing your car.
I know it.
And you can get off a little if you say, do you want to drive it around the block?
Yeah. I love it. Well, so you can do the whole trip?
Yes, we can.
Mix and match and do the whole trip?
We have a little saying 4-4-3-1. I mean, 3-3-4-1, pardon me. We have a 33,000 hotels. We have 34 airlines. We have 4,000 locations in Europe alone for renting a car, and one phone call.
My word. Well, Frank, we thank you so much.
Okay.
In helping our listeners get the a one-stop way to book the trip. Let's see. Is there anything else on Consolidator that you think you ought to talk about?
There could be a misconception in Consolidation. Consolidators have been around for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They built up a real bad reputation because they were going broke.
Right.
They were kind of halfway relaxed and they, here's the car, you know, boom, 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 and here's the air, and don't bother me, anything else. Well, since then, most of the consolidators have gotten a little better. They haven't, they've relaxed their cancellation and change fee where we didn't have it before. And so now, I mean, yes, we have cancellation fees. Yes, we have change fees. But that's because the airline puts them on us. Hmm. And so with that in mind, we don't sit there and crank it up. We have some time and effort in this, and we might crank it up $10, just over $20. But otherwise, it's what the airlines have. And Consolidation Air now is not bad at all. But the worst thing you can do is to rent a call up an airline on the phone, talk to a res agent, and book your space. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be a charge for you.
I know, you need $10.
At least.
Yeah.
Now, you can certainly go online, and you'll save that money, but you don't have a live body talking to you. You don't have somebody, if you have a problem, if the flight is canceled or the flight is delayed 4 hours,
right,
you have a connection to make. Who do you go to?
Mm-hmm.
The agent at the counter who's so busy with over 100 people all trying to scramble and everything else, you got a problem. But if you go to a travel agent or you go to a reliable consolidator, they have the computers in front of them and they can work on it. Speaking mm-hmm. of travel agents, of course, they use consolidators. And they, one of the things that they look at, they look at a couple things. They want a consolidator that's very flexible. They want a consolidator that has the best service and, of course, is financially strong. Well, of course, higher prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
But my consolidation and Destination Europe is,
right,
is all those things. But there's others that are also good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key. Just know who you're dealing with and know that you've got somebody there who cares, and they pick up the phone and say, I'm stuck at the airport, or I want to change. Where do I go to change it? You go to the airline if they don't want to. You go to Frankfurt, and you decide that you've got to change. You want to come back early because of this or that, or you want to come back later because of whatever. And who are you going to talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can call us. We have an 800 number from anywhere in the world. And you call us, and we will handle that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a good, reliable consolidator.
Fantastic. Fabulous. Well, again, Frank, thank you very much. And thoroughly enjoyed having you back the second time.
Well, thank you.
And we'll have to have you back.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime. I appreciate it very much.
Now, be sure to tell us how we contact you. This is Auto Europe.
Well, okay. The website is autoeurope.com. You can call 800-223-5555. 800-223-5555.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just go in and say, I want a car, I want a hotel, I want a prestige car, I want this, I want that, and we will take care of it.
Very good. And they can also use a travel agent if you want.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I personally would recommend using a travel agent. Absolutely. Most of our business does come from travel agents.
Mm-hmm.
Like 75% of it.
No. Because
the agents know that there's no cancellation fee, there's no change fee, there's no, not even no show fee.
Right.
Unless, of course, you want your Lamborghini and you cancel that at the last month. There might be a fee there.
Well, especially if you have to kind of from Rome to Amsterdam.
That's right.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to listen to other great travel advice shows with Chris and Jerry at www.traveladviceshow.com.